With your connection to local agriculture, I'm Joanna Guza. I talked with Brian Kinnard of Kinnard Highland Farms located in Casco, and they have slowly transitioned their farm from a tie stall milking facility to robotic. They started that in 2015 where they implemented two robots and milked half the herd in the tie stall barn and the other half with the robotic milkers. Then in 2017, they decided to add four robots and milk their entire herd of 250 cows with those four robots. Brian shares a little bit more insight on the four robotic Lely milkers.
Yeah, we have four Lely robots. They have been working very well for us. Usually get 2.5 milkings per day. Our milk production has went up significantly, I would say, since moving from the tie stall barn. And cow comfort and cow ease has been huge.
Brian, can you tell us more about the robotic feed pusher?
And we also have a Juno feed pusher, which runs every other hour. So basically 12 times a day, it is running, pushing up the feed, which saves on a skid steer, saves on somebody coming out here in the middle of the night to making sure that feed is tight to the bunk, which really is, it's priceless.
Brian, you stated that your cows are producing more milk since you've implemented, you know, this robotic facility with the milkers and the feed pusher. Would you contribute that increase in milk to the robots or the feed pusher?
I think it's a combination. You know, higher milk production came from having the robots. The cows are more at a peace of mind. They're doing their own thing. They can be cows.
That was the voice of local farmer Brian Kinnard. He's one of the owners of Kinnard Highland Farms, where he farms with his dad Dave, Uncle Randy, and his cousin Kyler. Brian's grandpa Vern started the farm in 1950s, and he still lives near the family farm and gets to see the cows being milked with robots. And that's your connection to local agriculture. I'm Joanna Guza.